Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As much of the media is obviously right now doing everything they can to focus on the Queen's funeral, there is some real news that you need to understand is happening. And this is news that I think is happening right now on purpose, knowing that the media is covering all things the Queen's funeral instead of actually telling you what's happening. And that is this story. The House Oversight Committee is going to vote on an amendment calling for the Biden administration to turn over financial records tied to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. This is going to be very difficult for Democrats to vote no on this, mainly because of the issue of just straight up hypocrisy. All right, but first, I want to tell you about the incredible company, Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, please make sure that you share our podcast with everyone you know, because they are doing this right now on purpose, because they have the cover of a massive story. All the American media has gone over to the UK to cover the Queen's funeral, and that is exactly why this is happening at this moment. Now, I want you to hear a little bit about what they're asking for right now in Washington. Take a listen.
Congressman, as for these documents that you are seeking, will the Democrats in charge of the Oversight Committee allow you to get the Hunter documents, or are they going to protect Joe Biden?
Well, we're going to find out later today. This is going to be a very difficult vote for the Democrats in the hypocrisy category. Just think about all the time the Democrats on the Oversight Committee and in Congress have spent investigating Trump, investigating Trump's children, when they never had any concrete facts. Everything was based on hearsay. Everything was based on so-called anonymous whistleblowers. What we have with Hunter Biden are facts. We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails. We've heard voice messages. We've seen texts that show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling all across the world with our adversaries. So today we're going to vote on a resolution of inquiry, which is simply a formal request by the House of Representatives for the executive branch to provide factual information that the House has requested. So what we're requesting is no different than what the Democrats demanded that Trump turn over the years.
That's all they're asking for. They're just asking for the facts, nothing else. Now, Representative James Comer, who you just listened to, he said it's important that we know where the money went from. We understand that the money, and we have a lot of different people that are saying that the money, clearly there is a money trail here. Now, this also comes after 33 different senators are now calling for a Hunter Biden special counsel. Now, the reason why they're calling for this special counsel is because they are now saying, look, you cannot trust the FBI and you cannot trust the Department of Justice because of their politicalization of these two important departments that are supposed to be non-political. One third now of the U.S. Senate has officially signed on to this new letter asking the Attorney General Merrick Garland to give the U.S. Attorney David Weiss the powers of a special counsel to investigate first on Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings specifically. Now, again, I go back to why is this happening now? It is because we can have movement now that will not be covered in the media because everybody is covering. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be covering the Queen's funeral, but everybody's looking at the UK right now to this historic moment in our history, which is important. But this is what you call taking out the trash, right? When you want to do something or you need to do something you don't want people to really see, this is exactly when you would do it, which is exactly why I'll say it again. Please take our podcast and share it on social media with everybody you know, because you need to understand this is happening right now. And they're doing it under the cover of having a big national, international news story of the funeral of the Queen of England. Now, in this letter, 33 Republicans cited the politicalization of the Justice Department, also a lack of public trust in the authorities, and recent whistleblower allegations of a cover-up within the FBI of evidence and testimony damaging to the First Son specifically. Quote, given the politicalization of the DOJ under your watch, the Republican senators write, and the importance of avoiding any appearance of impropriety, the undersigned, referring to all the senators, 33 of them, request that you provide the U.S. Attorney Weiss the full protections and authorities of a special counsel, the letter states. This is one important action that you can take that will go a long way in restoring faith in our governmental institutions, the senators continue. Now, as you know, Weiss, the U.S. attorney for Delaware and a Trump administration holdover, has been leading the investigation of Hunter Biden now for years. Hunter Biden recently paid the IRS about $2 million in back taxes using either a loan or a gift from a Hollywood attorney, Kevin Morris, in an attempt to avoid, quote, prosecution. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, is the one who actually organized the letter, which was signed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as a diverse group of other senators. Quote, there is no way of knowing the entire scope of the investigation, but evidence seems to be mounting that Hunter Biden committed numerous federal crimes. Now, this is what all of these senators are saying together in this letter. They are accusing Hunter Biden of committing numerous federal crimes, and those crimes are connected to Joe Biden, who's the president of the United States of America. They go on to say, including but not limited to tax fraud, money laundering, and foreign lobbying violations, the letter reads. Indeed, Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have conducted an investigation for several years that has resulted in the public discourse of facts that support those criminal concerns, including the disclosure of financial records showing the Biden family's close financial connections to the communist Chinese government and questionable foreign nationals, the letter continues. It is clear that Hunter Biden thrived off a pay-to-play culture. Let me read that again. The senators are writing this for the first time. And again, please, I beg of you, share this information with everyone you know, because they have let this out right when the Queen's funeral has taken all of the oxygen out of the room. Quote, it is clear that Hunter Biden thrived off a pay-to-play culture of access to his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, in exchange for financial compensation. This may be the most important sentence that has ever been written in a letter from the U.S. senators about the Hunter Biden scandal, because what they are now saying in writing, they're not saying it on TV. It's not one senator here and another one there on the campaign trail. What these 33 senators have just written may be the most important sentence has been written in all of government about Hunter Biden. Again, I'm going to read it to you because everyone needs to know this is now in writing. Quote, it is clear that Hunter Biden thrived off a pay-to-play culture of access to his father. They're connecting the dots here in writing between Hunter Biden and the president of the United States of America. They go back to when he was then the vice president, Joe Biden, and what they say in exchange for financial compensation, meaning America was compromised. Now, this letter was sent just one day after the broadcast by CBS 60 Minutes of that interview with President Biden, in which he claimed that his son's foreign dealings, including in communist China, Russia, and Ukraine, quote, didn't cause conflicts of interest for him. Now, we know that that is a lie, all right? You can say as much as you want, see no evil, right? He's not concerned, as he put it, about the conflicts. He's not concerned at all. President Biden claimed in this rare one-on-one interview that he hasn't observed a single thing about his son Hunter Biden's foreign business deals that would create conflicts of interest for him, despite a variety of examples cited by Republicans as they prepare to launch investigations. Biden gave a, quote, one-sentence brush-off when asked by CBS 60 Minutes anchor Scott Pelley about the GOP inquiries into conflicts for you or for the United States in places such as China, Russia, and Ukraine. The president's response, there's not a single thing I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son Hunter, the president said. Biden also said, I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it, literally made money off of it. That's it. Any follow-ups from Scott Pelley? No. Why would we follow up with facts? Why would we follow up with emails? Why would we not ask him about him being the big guy, right? There are tons of conflicts of interest, and they're all in the emails, right? All these emails that are out there. It's very obvious that this is a false statement from the president. This is the same president that lied to you, saying he never talked about his son's business dealings. And we know from the emails, from meetings, from playing rounds of golf, from meetings at his house, at the Naval Observatory, as the vice president, that he lied to the American people, and the White House has lied to the American people. And that is exactly why we need a special counsel. Tom Fitton, the president of Conservative group Judicial Watch said this false statement further highlights the urgent need for a special counsel. This is embarrassing for both Scott Pelley and 60 Minutes. Derek Hunter, a columnist, wrote, no question about Joe's numerous meetings with Hunter's business partners after repeatedly saying he'd never once met them. Nothing. Not one. Follow-up question from Scott in 60 Minutes, because you just check the box and you move on. Congressional Republicans note that Biden this year sanctioned a broad swath of Russian business elites in an effort to end the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, but left one billionaire off the list. You want to know who that person was? Well, while Vice President Joe Biden attended a 2015 D.C. dinners, whose guest list included the same Russian billionaire oligarch and her husband, you may remember the story, the former Moscow mayor. According to records from a Hunter Biden laptop file, this woman, this, again, oligarch, paid $3.5 million in 2014 to a Hunter Biden linked firm. That, according to a 2020 report from the Senate-led committees. So that billionaire oligarch with direct ties to Hunter Biden, worth $3.5 million, was left off the list of people that were affected and sanctioned when they invaded Ukraine. Maybe it's because they have dirt on the president, and maybe it's because they have dirt on the president's son. Maybe they're able to compromise the two leaders. Since his father, by the way, became president, Hunter Biden launched a art career seeking as much as $500,000 for his finger paintings. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. At a 2015 dinner, by the way, Joe Biden also met with an executive from the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. This goes against the White House claims that they knew nothing and have never talked about the business dealings of Hunter Biden. We also know that this same company paid Hunter Biden more than $1 million per year to serve on its board despite no relevant industry experience. This, according to his own laptop records. The then vice president led the Obama administration's Ukraine policy at the time. It's unclear why Biden has not sanctioned the Russian oligarch that I mentioned a moment ago. But I have a feeling it's because they know if they did, it would come back to haunt them. They are compromised. The president heard but didn't respond to a question shouted in June about the matter. And the top Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, in April demanded an explanation from the Treasury Department as to why this one Russian oligarch, the former mayor of Moscow's wife, was not sanctioned in the list of people that were being sanctioned after they invaded Ukraine. Then you go to Hunter Biden's work in China. This also presents potential conflicts of interest and the White House being compromised for the president as he dictates U.S. policy towards the authoritarian nation, whose state-owned enterprises partnered with the first son, as well as the first brother, James Biden. Again, that's the brother of the president. Hunter Biden, as you know, co-founded that investment firm BHR Partners in 2013. That about 2 weeks after flying with his father to Beijing aboard Air Force Two for an official government trip. Hunter, we now know, introduced Joe Biden to the BHR CEO, Jonathan Lee, in the lobby of a hotel in China's capital. And Joe Biden later wrote college recommendation letters for Lee's son and daughter for top schools in the U.S. Hunter's 10% stake in BHR is a huge problem now for the White House. Why? Because it's controlled by, in part by Chinese state-owned entities, the communist government. And it has continued to attract attention as his father interacts with the Chinese president and often takes a softer stance towards China than his predecessor, Donald Trump. And even other Democrats, such as in July, when they publicly discouraged House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from visiting Taiwan. That was the White House that did that, right? Because if you're compromised by China, because your son and you took a bunch of money from China, then you're going to do what China tells you to do. Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, also claimed less than a week after President Biden's November 2021 virtual summit with a leader of China that Hunter, quote, divested his 10% stake in BHR, which facilitated the 2016 sale for $3.8 billion to another company. What were they doing? They were making electric car batteries from a U.S. company to a Chinese one. Hunter Biden, the White House, provided no further details, and online records indicate that Hunter Biden, in fact, still owns his stake, meaning that the president's son's lawyer lied to the American people. In a different Chinese deal, energy company CEFE paid the first son, Hunter Biden, and the first brother, Jim Biden, $4.8 million in 2017 alone. That according to the liberal Washington Post. And then you add the former Hunter Biden business partner, Tony Bobulinski, alleged 1 month before the 2020 elections that Joe Biden was directly involved with the CEFE deal before launching his presidential campaign, making sure they got paid right before he announced. Bobulinski said he spoke with the future president in May of 17 about the project that Joe Biden was working on, and that Joe Biden was, in fact, the big guy described in an email the same month, and meaning that he was due a 10% stake in the Chinese Communist initiative. A different business associate, James Galar, also identified Joe Biden as the big guy. These are two people that worked with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and both said he's the big guy. Emails show that in September of 2017, that Hunter Biden asked for a new sign and more keys to an office he was running in D.C.'s House of Sweden office building. The sign was to say the Biden Foundation and Hudson West CEFE-US. And the keys were for his father, as well as Jill and Jim Biden, the brother and the first lady. You want to know where the other keys went? They went to a Chinese executive named Zhang Wendong, a spokesman for the agency that oversees the property, said, however, the sign was not changed and the keys were never picked up. Republicans have blasted Biden, by the way, for not taking a tougher stance towards China on a variety of issues. Why? Because clearly he's compromised. He won't take a stance on trade, as the president openly considers rolling back Trump-era tariffs on Chinese exports of fentanyl, which drove a record 107 U.S. drug overdose deaths last year alone. Biden also rarely mentions an interest in, well, determining the origins of COVID-19, which killed more than 1 million Americans after leaking from a Chinese lab. On various other occasions, Joe Biden has appeared to be involved with his son's business pursuits, which also goes back to the lies. Photos and emails from Hunter Biden's laptop indicate that Joe Biden in 2015 hosted his son and a group of Mexican business associates at the vice president's official residence. Don't worry, they never talked about business, the White House continues to say. In fact, the elder Biden posed for a photo with Hunter and a group that included Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim. In 2016, Hunter Biden emailed one of his Mexican associates, apparently while on board Air Force Two, for an official visit with his daddy to Mexico, complaining that he hadn't received reciprocal business favors after I have brought every single person you've ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the vice president's house and the inauguration, quote unquote. Again, pay to play, right? Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Swearin, also visited the White House and the vice president's residence at least 19 times while Joe Biden was vice president. But again, if you ask 60 Minutes to ask a tough question, they're like, hey, did you ever get involved with your son? No, nothing about it. Move on. No follow-up questions. Again, Joe Biden continues to claim that he was unaware and uninvolved with any of his son's business ventures. At that 2020 impeachment trial for, quote, pressuring Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, Donald Trump's defense team actually cited the visitor's logs that show that Joe Biden met with his son's partner, Devin Archer, on April the 16th of 2014. That's around the time that both Hunter Biden and Devin Archer both joined the Burisma boards. Since his father became president, Hunter Biden launched an art career seeking as much as $500,000 for his novice works, right? That's another problem now because it's a way to money launder, right? So one of the top ways people launder money is who gets to decide what a piece of art is worth. If I just put a bunch of paint on a page, can I sell it for $1 million? Yes. Is it a way of money laundering? Yes, it absolutely is. Now, the White House developed a plan for the sale to be anonymous, quote, to prevent possible influence peddling. But ethics experts say the arrangements actually create a greater corruption concern. We know now that Hunter received at least $375,000 last year for 5 prints at a Hollywood art show attended by one of his father's ambassador nominees. It's unclear how many additional sales he may have been making over the last year and a half. Now, the first son, as I said at the very beginning, is under federal investigation for potential crimes linked to his overseas influence peddling. This would include, at minimum, tax fraud, money laundering, and not registering, as a foreign lobbyist. As you know, he paid that $2 million in back taxes in an effort to avoid prosecution. So far, he hasn't been prosecuted for anything. Now, I want to go back to these 33 senators real quick, because this is important. This letter that was sent after the president said that he'd never had a conflict of interest with his son. There's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me, he said, or the United States relative to my son Hunter. Well, we know that's a lie. We know that the president is not sanctioning the Russian billionaire oligarch who gave his son, $3.5 million? And we know that the Post, as they reported last month, or I should say actually technically this month, that the former FBI agent, Timothy Tebow, was the point man for former President Hunter Biden's son, as well as his business partner, Tony Bobulinski, who was a whistleblower and never followed up with Tony Bobulinski with him about his claims that Joe Biden was involved with a business deal with the Chinese Communist government and the Chinese energy company CEFE. FBI agent Tebow recently retired from the FBI following criticism of his anti-Trump social media posts and whistleblower allegations that he purposely buried the Hunter Biden material so that no one could ever see it. Bobulinski alleged 1 month before the 2020 elections that Joe Biden was involved with his son Hunter Biden and his brother Jim's dealings with China. They say that the Bidens got $4.8 million in 2018 and 19, but Bobulinski heard nothing from the FBI after allegedly speaking to them about Joe Biden and his 10% in the deal. Bobulinski said Joe Biden was known among Hunter Biden's business partners as the big guy. That's why it was in so many emails. There was documents from Hunter Biden's laptop that said he was due a 10% cut in a new corporate entity with CEFE. Another Hunter Biden business associate, James Galar, also identified Joe Biden as the big guy. This is in their email, so it's very easy to understand that he is, in fact, the big guy. The FBI also allegedly warned against agents and warned agents to stop investigating the contents of the laptop. In a letter outlining whistleblower complaints, Senator Chuck Grassley wrote that FBI agent Tebow and another FBI employee, Brian Autumn, allegedly were involved in a, quote, scheme to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden by falsely suggesting it was, in fact, disinformation. Now, I want to play for you Lindsey Graham and what he had to say about the media and the way they're covering this. And this goes back to the original thing I said to you earlier. It is very clear that this is all happening this week because the media has covered and not cover it. They have the opportunity to cover a legitimate news story and the funeral of the Queen of England.
But not in his view.
Yeah, but that's why we have a political race. I believe that you should have somebody looking at Hunter Biden other than a Delaware prosecutor. Right. We're having a prosecutor in the guy's home state.
4 years running.
Yeah. Now, the prosecutor's a fine fella, but can you imagine what the left would do if I suggested we should not have had a special counsel in the Mueller investigation? Right. We had a guy. It worked. What I am saying, given all the evidence that's coming out about Hunter Biden, the laptop is real. Every media outlet in this country suppressed the story, including social media. The laptop is real. They said it wasn't. I want somebody outside of politics, Delaware politics, looking at Hunter Biden like they looked at Trump. That's not unfair.
That's not unfair. And I got to say, Lindsey Graham is right on this one. I think Lindsey Graham is also very smart right now. He understands there's an appetite by many to investigate a president that clearly is lying and a media that is helping him cover it up. Go back to what Biden said about his son. It's only 16 seconds, and there was no follow-up from 60 Minutes.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
Notice that he was very calm in that response. Very, 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 very smart move. He obviously knew the question was coming. He obviously knew how the question was going to be presented. It was obviously a check the box moment. That's what it was. It was a check the box moment. And then you move on. It is so important that we get this story out. It is so important that everybody hears this story. It is so important that we don't let this moment just move on so that there's nothing here for people to discuss or talk about. And the very, very, very brilliant move by the left to wait until this week for some of this to move forward tells you everything that you need to know about how concerned they are about all of this. They are very concerned. They're very concerned going into the midterms. They're very concerned that this is going to turn into some sort of disaster. They are very concerned that this could bring down the presidency. And they want to do everything they can to make sure that we don't actually get anywhere. Now, I go back to the issue of trust. If what Joe Biden is saying is true, right, that he had no involvement, knew nothing, there was nothing to this, just shut up, everything's normal, everything's great, everything's fine, we never discussed my business dealings with my son, there's nothing here, then why not have a special counsel to actually investigate it? You know how bad it is by how the media is covering it. You know it's got to be bad if the media is asking the questions the way that they're asking the questions and not following up. 60 Minutes didn't want to ask the question the way it should have been asked. Didn't want to reference certain things in the laptop. Didn't want to ask questions about, are you the big guy? And part of the reason why, you know, all this was just theater, pre-planned theater from 60 Minutes in the White House, is the fact that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, did not get angry. He always gets angry when people ask random questions, okay? Understand that. He gets very angry if you question him or his son. He doesn't like it. Did you notice how calm the president was? Because he also knew there wasn't going to be a follow-up. He knew that there was no bad news that was going to come out of this interview. It was just going to be a check-the-box moment. Mr. President, we have to ask you about this. If we don't ask you about it, it'll actually be a bigger story. So we're going to ask you about it. And then if you'll just respond quickly, tell everybody you love your son. Tell everybody he's an addict, right? That's their alibi for everything bad that happens. Well, he's an addict. You can't hold him accountable, right? That's the whole ball game. and then we can just move on from this. I think it's very brave what these 33 senators are doing now. I hate the timing in the news cycle, but what they're doing is what should have happened, honestly, months ago. I will also say it again. Please share this podcast with your family and your friends. Hit that forward button. Also, make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button so you get this podcast every day. We will keep giving you this breaking news, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.